Let's right now welcome Peter Maguire. He joins from Sydney. Peter is the CEO of XM Australia. Peter, thanks for making time for us on the final trading day of the week in the Asia Pacific, seeing a little bit of positivity in the equity market there. This week we've seen, you know, pretty, I don't want to say dovish necessarily, because we've had a number of central banks. I'm thinking of the RBNZ, which really leaned in pretty aggressively. Although yesterday the BOK was a little softer, I think, than some had been predicting. Are we at the point now where we can talk about the fact that we're on the other side of peak inflation? Yes, it might linger for a while longer. Rates may remain elevated for some time, but the worst is over. Fair statement?
Well, good morning, Doug. Yes, it could be a fair statement, and I think that there's many opinions out there. And so if we look at first off from the Fed and their move forward and the minutes, and then we, as you mentioned, as far as the RBNZ, there are many different components of this inflation story globally. And so, yes, we may be at that point, that tipping point, and we're on the downward track. One can only hope. But at the present, I think there's still a lot of confusion from the retail sector, and certainly from the man and woman on the street, as far as cost of goods and whether they're all being, appreciated, as far as, you know, they've hit that headline number.
We heard from the BOK governor just this morning. He said that he's watching the Fed. As much as we're talking about the Fed likely to be on a slower course of rate hikes, it's still higher for longer. You've got to wonder, are markets really justified in rallying over the last few days?
Well, I think a couple of things, Hazelinda. I mean, it's been incredibly volatile, and we've seen that over this month, and it certainly hasn't disappointed across many different instruments. And if you're looking at the likes of crude, you look US dollar and look what's happened with equities. We've had a big sell-off as far as US dollar. There's been a return to some form of, I think, bullishness across equities. And the overall movement to, you know, crude being really punched down has been a positive tone. So that's what the market's telling me. I think we've seen a very strong move across, if you look at pound, where we were a couple of weeks ago, and certainly yen and euro. It's been very much a showtime for traders, and that's been a good sign.
But the RBNZ basically indicated that by mid-next year, New Zealand could be in recession. As a part of the Fed minutes, economists at the Fed are predicting that maybe recession in the States is now a 50-50 situation, basically a coin toss. Are we going to be looking at a recession in the new year? And if so, do we have to rethink corporate earnings in a major way?
Well, I think you would have to think about that exactly, Doug, as far as those earnings moving forward and what impact it's going to have to PEs and so on, and, you know, the cost of capital. And as you said, it's a flick of the coin at the moment, and that's where it's at. So there are, again, many different nations in different parts of this or along that curve that are deeper in recession or certainly feeling the pinch compared to the likes of US. So that's the hard part at the moment, as far as globally, how they're tackling it. If you look at the likes of Egypt, you look at the likes of different nations in that MENA region, they're certainly under the pump, and it's going to be a very tough, I think, 3 to 6 months ahead of us.
Peter, what happens to yields? Treasury 10-year yields have come off a fair bit after threatening to push towards 4.5% just a month ago. Where to for yields?
Well, that's a hard one, Hazelinda. I mean, you know, it's cratered over the last couple of weeks, and you're really being, again, pushed down heavily. So we've just got to see the sentiment coming out of Fed, what goes on. And if you look at, you know, the actual dovishness, the issue across the Fed also is one of confusion, with many of its members with a different mindset. Some are still hawkish. And, you know, and then you've got the issues as far as Fed Chair Powell. So or viewpoints. So that's the real matter at the moment, where we get a feel before Christmas.
Peter, let's start with China. As Doug mentioned, record COVID cases, even as the government talks about more support for the economy, for the property sector. How are you assessing the risks of buying China?
Well, I think it has, Linda, a couple of things. First off, over the last month or two, from my viewpoint, looking from an Australian lens, we've seen a positive tone coming out of China, and things were going to be righto, well, even to the point of travelling there, and things are looking on the up and up. And now moving over the last, say, 2 weeks or a week and a half, confusion, and now re-locking down with record COVID cases. So that is creating, I think, market confusion. Market sentiment has been a little bit washy, and I'm looking at the CSI 300, you know, 37 and a half. It's a little bit bid up, but it's still well off its highs. And the Chinese property sector has really got some major issues as far as local government and, you know, the revenue from selling property.
A number of houses have already started to reduce their growth forecast. GDP growth forecast for China, Nomura yesterday, cutting the growth rate for the new year down from what I believe is 4.3% down to 4.0%. Doesn't seem like people are ready to throw in the towel on China yet. But in terms of accommodation from the government, a lot of folks yesterday were saying, be on alert, we could get a triple R cut as soon as today. Do you think that's in the cards?
Well, it could be. I mean, Doug, I won't put anything away. And when you're looking at that number, you know, it doesn't sound much, 4.3 to 4.0, but it's, you know, the best part of probably close to about a 75% move, if you're looking at the number of as far as how much that's scaled back. So that really is a concern. And how that moves forward with the other banks probably having a similar viewpoint, yes, I wouldn't be surprised for China to take some aggressive stances.
If a triple R cut won't cut it for investors, what would? Is it just a case of waiting for China to do away with its COVID zero policy?
I think so, Aslinda. I think that that's got to be the move or the move forward. And I mean, I've been to China a few times in the middle of winter, and it's not a pleasant spot, so it's damn cold. And if you're going to be in a cold environment with a flu, COVID, then that wouldn't surprise me for it to actually hit bigger numbers, you know. So there's the point in time. China's either got to change its ways or it's going to languish even further from a growth perspective moving forward.
Peter, yesterday we were talking about Bill Ackman's call that on the Hong Kong dollar, that essentially, given the fact that China is extending its reach into Hong Kong to such an extent that there's no choice now but for the peg with the U.S. dollar to break. Do you think that's possible here in the near term?
Well, I don't. I mean, Doug, that's been a long-term rate. Well, it's been glued to that sort of number, and maybe you might see it happen. I won't be surprised. And we all understand the conditions there as far as growth numbers coming out of Hong Kong, which are fairly fractured and fairly weak. So, yes, I wouldn't be surprised to see that peg, change its strategy.
Peter, looking at the yuan, that rebound, how sustainable is it as long as COVID policy stays?
Well, Linda, that's the issue. I mean, you know, that's a big if COVID policy stays. So, you know, I think you'll see continued price movement, price volatility, and it's just the way of the world at the moment. We're just going to see how China beds in over the next couple of months leading up to Lunar New Year, whether their policy changes or, and what impact naturally that has to currency.
So show me your hand at the moment. How are you playing markets right now, Peter? You got, let's say, the next 6 months to deal with, the likelihood that we're going to be in recession globally. What's the house view at XM right now, and how do you play these markets?
Well, I think what we've seen is such a massive move to the downside really crushed that US dollar, Doug. So that's really been an enormous trade for retail traders as far as going long for nearly every currency over the last couple of weeks. Where that US dollar continues, do you see further softness of that US dollar index from that 106 sort of handle to 104, 103, 102 with the sort of dovish sentiment coming out of Fed Chair Powell? So possibly a cheaper US dollar leading into Christmas. Pretty hard to digest where we are by February or March. I just want to get through the next 6 weeks. I don't know about the next 6 months.
Peter McGuire, CEO at XM Australia, thank you so much for your time.